اون چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You are listening to the Spring of Truth, and I'm Muhammad Liaqat Abbas, your host, and I'm going to present you a beautiful and a very powerful quote from Imam Khomeini. The Imam says, if this 100 million strong Arab population were to join forces, then even America wouldn't be able to stand in their way. A beautiful quote which has a lot of insights. Over here, we have a beautiful ayah from the Holy Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and hold firmly to the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala altogether and do not become divided. Unfortunately, brothers and sisters, in today's world, this is what we see. Division, not unity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, hold firmly to the rope of Allah altogether. And this is what we are not doing. The nations, the Muslim nations, are not acting upon this verse. They are creating disunity. They are not joining with one another. The rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means the path of Islam, the beautiful path which binds us all together, which keeps us together, the religion of Islam. And in other narrations, we have the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam. وَعْتَسِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ. So the Hablillah or the rope of Allah is none other but the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. If a person is upon the path of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, and the path of Ahlul Bayt is no other different than the path of the Holy Quran. So the Ahlul Bayt, the Holy Quran, the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everything is the same. And this very big path, the rope of Allah, teaches us to be together and not become divided. Over here, Imam Khomeini is saying, if this 100 million strong Arab population, what happened to the Arab population? Why aren't they following the religion of Islam? Why aren't they following the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If they were, the population were to join the forces, then even America wouldn't be able to stand in their way. Even the strong forces, even the Western forces, those who claim themselves to be the superpowers, won't be able to stand in front of the Muslim community, which is united like no other day. Over here, it is our responsibility to bring the sticks together. The collective strength of a united community can achieve what is impossible for the individuals.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi.
If you see the religion of Islam, you have a lot of ahkam, you have a lot of Islamic laws when it comes to congregation. Example, pray your prayers, do your namaz, do your prayers in congregation with jama'at, right? You have Salatul Mayyit, which is mustahab if it is recited with jama'at, isn't it? You have everything together like Hajj. It is a collective thing. It is a collective duty. Like basically you have a lot of people beside you. It is very important. If you act all alone, then know that there are people and there are communities, they are animalistic featured human beings who want to pounce upon you and bring you down. But if you are acting as one nation, one Muslim nation, with all the millions and billions of people together, then know that there's no power in this world, or no superpower in this world who can stand up against you and who can bring you down.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
There was a spring of truth, a selection of Imam Khomeini's viewpoints.
Never forget to say, La ilaha.